Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Right now, let's turn things over and let's talk with the new Texas Rangers manager, Skip Schumacher. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Man, we're doing great. So glad to have you moving up to that top job. Appreciate the time today. And one of the things I've always been curious about, Michael Young talked about this, and I know he was kind of joking, but do you think a manager's job is also as a part-time therapist?
I've been Mike Young's part-time therapist, so that's probably where he's getting it at. What a beauty that guy is. I've had more questions about Michael Young in the last 30 minutes than I think I ever had in my life. It's so funny. One of my good friends, good buddies, and he is absolutely right. Yeah, it is part-time therapist. Always finding ways to get guys feeling like they are, you know, invincible, and getting the best version out of them every single day is obviously the goal of a manager. Talking them off a ledge sometimes too is it's real. This game is really, really tough. It's every single day. But getting them motivated, and making them feel great every day is part of the gig.
I know you can always get better. We can all always get better. But how difficult is it to hone that skill set of being able to talk to all those different players, knowing they all have different personalities, different needs, different struggles?
They do. And that's why I lean on my staff, my coaching staff, quite a bit. You know, I have blind spots. I don't speak Spanish, for example. My bench coach, Luis Urieta, he does. And it's always challenging sometimes to find, you know, a staff that is aligned with your messaging and delivers the message that you want delivered to some of the players, you know, whether it's organic or, you know, walking around the outfield and talking to them or taking them to coffees, you know, as a staff and not undermining. And that's really the goal of a coaching staff. And whether it's me or them doing it, figuring this out collectively is what we're trying to look for.
You know, Skip, one of the great moments that sticks in Rangers fans' minds is the moment that Ron Washington had the moment with Derek Holland, and he's talking to him, he slaps him in the face, he's telling him all the things, and Derek goes out there and pitches one of the best games of his career. And I'm just kind of, how often can you have that kind of a motivating speech, or does it have to be a little more subtle than that?
I think the game tells you what to do, and certain personalities can handle that. You know, Derek Holland can handle that. You know, there's other pitchers that I have been around that certainly cannot handle that type of coaching. So I think you coach everybody differently. And that's part of, you know, building relationships with these guys in the off season. This is where it starts. So I understand what makes them tick, and then we can go from there and start building some trust. But, you know, every now and then, guys need an arm around their shoulder. Some guys need a slap in the face. And so I think that's trying to, my job is to figure that part out.
Skip, I know one of the things a lot of managers, a lot of coaches want to do is change the culture. This team was able to win a World Series just a couple of years ago, and then something happened. How do you go about changing a culture in a clubhouse?
Yeah, that starts today. Well, it actually started, you know, a few days ago when I got the job and started making phone calls with, you know, our core guys. I'm probably 10 or 11 in right now, and just having like real conversations. So they understand, you know, where I'm at. I'm trying to understand what happened last year and getting a good sense of, you know, the clubhouse staff, the coaching staff, and honestly the player dynamics and figuring out what that really looks like. And so I can hit the ground running first day of spring and not meet them for the first day of spring and ask and start asking questions, because then it's too late. So some really healthy, good conversations have happened, and plan on more of those to come.
We've heard that, you know, Bruce Bochy was offered a, you know, position as kind of part of the front office. Do you believe that he will be there to pick his brain as well going forward?
Well, I hope so. I mean, I had an incredible opportunity to watch him, learn from him this year. I've known Bruce for a number of years, always respected him, and how he treated me this year, I'll never forget. You know, he called me right when I got the job and said, you know, Skip, I can't wait to learn from you. I mean, who does that?
Wow.
as a Hall of Fame manager to a young 45-year-old manager that has managed 2 years in the game. So it just shows you what kind of leadership qualities he has, what kind of person he is. I'm very hopeful that he stays around here, because I'd love to ask him questions throughout the season.
I know by no means it was it a done deal, but I think when you came over to the Rangers, a lot of us assumed this is the direction it would eventually go. Did he treat you at all like a manager in training, and what all did you learn from him?
Yeah, I don't think that he treated me like that. He just treated me like, first and foremost, a friend, a former manager that was hungry to get to learn more, and knowing that I definitely don't have it all figured out, and I'm still trying to, you know, figure myself out as a manager and get to learn. You know, my first few years as a coach, I've only learned from rookie managers. To be around a Hall of Fame manager was an incredible opportunity for me. So I tried to take it all in as much as I could, but also having respect for him in that seat. But he was fantastic. What I learned from him is, you know, there has to be constant communication. Lean on your staff. Don't micromanage. But, you know, I could go on and on with some of the lessons Bruce taught me.
We got time. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Skip, from what you observed last year, what do you think was the biggest impact on this team's, I'm going to say, lack of ability to produce offensively?
Well, just observation-wise, you know, every team goes through injuries, so I'm not going to, you know, say it was strictly injuries, but I felt like there was, you know, times where you could, you know, the game tells you how to win that day, whether it was situational hitting, whether it was on the bases, whether it was slugging. And I've said this before, I would love a three-run home run every inning, right?
Yes.
But that doesn't happen. So we have to figure out a way to score more runs in different ways. If you're watching the postseason right now, yeah, there's some slug. There's slug that are helping teams win games. There's also guys are hitting behind runners. There's guys that are, you know, stealing bases and taking advantage. Great defense plays. There's also some errors that we witnessed, you know, recently.
Yeah.
But I think there's some real talks that are happening right now about, you know, how we can get, you know, more baseball type of plays happening where we can be more creative in scoring runs.
Okay, so with that in mind, I know it's more complicated than just this, but how much of any philosophical adjustments y'all make includes lowering the launch angles?
Yeah, so I think if you are thinking about launch angle, that's going to be really challenging to hit. So I think, you know, you can practice, you know, different things, you know, in cages, and I think, you know, very rare you're going to hear me talk about let's try to get the ball in the air at the top of the cage. I think your line drive is a ball in the air, by the way. I think you're going to be, you know, hearing that more often, you know, coming from us. And then, you know, obviously the guys that slug will slug, but I think, you know, being able to manipulate the barrel, being able to be a hitter first, I think is the goal, and then slugging will come later.
Yeah, I love to hear that line drive discussion right there, because for years we've had that conversation of putting pressure on pitchers means having runners on base. And if you have guys on base, you know, it does make opportunities for pitchers to make mistakes a lot easier. How your philosophy on having runners on and how to really affect pitchers?
100% agree. Yeah, you want to get them in leverage as many times as you can. Make it hard on.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Them, so they're out of the game. Hard innings, hard pitches, as many times as you can from an opposing starting pitcher is the goal. So you can, because it catches up on you in a series. It catches up on them in a series. So that's the goal. You want to make it. And if we lose that game, we just want them to feel us on the other side. Like, gosh dang, that was not easy. And that's the goal that you want. You don't want any easy wins from the other side. And so the more pressure that you can put on, of course, I think every manager wants that. And I think hopefully there's ways that we can figure out a way to not only hit better with runners in scoring position, but, you know, being really good on the bases creates runs too. And I think any hitting coach will tell you, oh man, if we have an elite base running team, it makes me look better as well because we're scoring more runs. And so I think we're trying to get to that as well.
I can't wait for baseball season, Kevin, to come back.
I mean, baseball is still going right now.
Rangers baseball season to come back. The when you walk into this clubhouse, you feel like you have the man advantage on the pitching staff with DeGrom, Eovaldi, and the group that you have there.
Oh heck yeah! I mean, my goodness, what a staff this is, and you know, the goal is obviously to keep them healthy first and foremost. But you know, I think maybe my favorite part of the year last year was, I think it was game 161 when Jack Leiter was pitching, and you saw the emotion from Evo and DeGrom with like fist pumping after Jack struck out his, I don't know, whatever it was, 10th hitter in Cleveland. And it just shows you how this thing should work, right? You have, you know, borderline, you know, or even future Hall of Fame pitchers are trying to get that young Jack Leiter to be them one day. And they know that if we get Jack to be the next DeGrom or next Evo, like, we have a chance to, you know, do some pretty fun things the following year. And just to think about how much Jack grew with those guys around him, you know, it's, I can't wait to get this thing started because of, you know, what that pitching staff is going to look like.
Talking to Skip Schumacher right here on 105 Through the Fan, the Rangers' new manager. Now, we get a chance going forward to talk with you every single week during the Rangers season. I would love to get to know some of your outside, or I guess still kind of inside baseball personality. I heard this story. Can you share the story with you and Adam Wainwright that started the prank war and had Body by Waino on it, and how that all played out?
We've pranked each other throughout the years. It started with me putting baby powder in all of his vents in spring training and putting it on high. So when he turned the car on, it just blew, all the baby powder in his face. And then he retaliated with his newborn he saved all her dirty diapers and put it in my car in Jupiter, Florida heat the entire day. So when I got in my car, you can understand what that smelled like. Then it turned into some, we started – we were in the major leagues, and we could do, bigger pranks. So he decided to make a kind of baseball uniform out of my getaway slacks and dress shirt. So he had Wainwright literally sewn into my suit on the back of my suit jacket and his number on the back of my pants, 50. That turned into me getting his car wrapped with his email if he needed any pitching lessons or weightlifting lessons, strength lessons. It was his face with his email on it, and you couldn't get it off. You had it you had to go get it off by professionally. So he was driving around that for a couple weeks. So it's been an interesting. There's been a million of those stories, but it's been a fun relationship.
Do you encourage your own team to do that, or is it no, y'all need to be friends, and then you can establish that a little bit?
No way. I want all the pranks happening. Yeah, you need to have fun to come to the ballpark and enjoy this thing. And, the game is the game. Obviously, we want to win as many games as we can, but you got to have fun doing it. And if you're not having fun doing it, it's just not worth it.
Well, you did say you've answered a lot of Michael Young questions. I'm going to add one more to this. We know, we've been very lucky that every time we've had a chance to talk to him, he's treated us like he's our, we're his best friend. It's really awesome. He's one of our heroes, obviously.
Except when it comes to In-N-Out versus Whataburger.
Yeah, that's a real tough discussion we have to have with him. But why do you love Michael Young so much?
Well, Michael Young went to UC Santa Barbara. And I went to UC Santa Barbara, and that's where the relationship started. And he didn't know it at the time, but I was a redshirt junior hoping to get drafted. He came in the alumni game to the alumni game, and he was, perennial all-star Michael Young. We're oh my gosh, here he comes. And he was playing shortstop, and he asked me, hey, I heard you're a pitcher too. And I said, yeah, but I don't really want to pitch. That's not the goal. I want to play. I want to be a hitter. And he goes, well, in this game, you prove people right or you prove people wrong. And then he walked back to his position. And that stuck with me forever. Fast forward, 2013, he gets traded to the Dodgers. I'm on the Dodgers. And we just kind of built this, incredible relationship that's lasted the next 10, 12 years now, I feel like I get a daily call at 9 a.m. about the game the next day or something with his son or my son or whatever. And it's just built this incredible relationship that obviously all you guys know who Michael Young is as a person. I'm just so grateful for that relationship.
That is too cool. Do you think, we feel this all the time, do you think he has any interest in being in a dugout at some point?
Yeah, hopefully in Texas, nowhere else, because he's good, and I don't want to manage against him because I know how good he is. If he wants to, he could do it. There's no doubt about it. Just, if he wants it or not. But I think anybody values having Michael Young in a dugout, and there's no doubt he could lead a franchise. Any franchise would be lucky to have him.
Going back to when you won NL Manager of the Year with the Marlins, one of the things that really particularly stuck out to me was that year the Marlins went 33-14 in games decided by one run. What do you learn about your team when you not only consistently find yourself in these tight games, but you're consistently winning them?
Well, I know when you lose them, it's really deflating in the clubhouse. That those one loss games are really, really deflating. So you got to find a way to at least get B500 and hopefully be on the positive end of those things, because you know it can wear on you, especially if you have a day game the next day. So trying to figure out. Obviously bullpen matchups and, extra inning games. It was such a learning process, as a bench coach. And I'm so grateful I had the bench coach opportunity to watch it and give managers option A and option B to see how they would do it. I got to learn from it and then utilize it, whatever I learned, because everything I know I've learned from somebody, into my own way of managing. To be honest with you, we had a really good bullpen. So that's how that thing worked. It wasn't not really anything I did. We had good players that were really good in that pen that threw really hard and threw strikes, and it kept us in games. And, we didn't score a ton of runs in Miami, but our pitching kept us in games long enough where we could end up winning those games.
Now, the last thing I've got for you today, the very first time we got to interview Boach when he got the job, he said he would not apologize for the 2010 World Series, and instead he would bring the Rangers another World Series. Would you like to make that same deal for the 2011 World Series?
I would love to make that deal. Absolutely, yeah. I sign me up.
All right. Well, I love it, Skip.
I'm in, Skip.
Thank you very much for the time today. We look forward to seeing what you do with this team, and we look forward to talking with you every week in the season.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me on, guys.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen, your brand-new Texas Rangers manager, Skip Schumacher, right here on The Fan.
Dude, like, and you can tell he's intense about the sport. You know, he's excited. He's ready to get this thing rolling,
for sure.
Too. He has great thoughts, great philosophies that I agree with, so that makes me happy. And it should make a lot of Rangers fans happy, too, because if he can pull those things off, this is going to be a good ball club. And then it does sound like he's willing to have some fun with us, Kevin. So let's look forward to that whenever Rangers season rolls around. We'll probably not talk to him again at spring training whenever we get out there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.